Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 3 of Marvel's Agent Carter, Time and Tide, written by Andy Buschel and directed by Scott Winant. Agent Carter's got a lot of good things going for it, but chief among them is the blooming relationship between Peggy Carter and Edwin Jarvis. The two are a classic odd couple, always ready with a quip about each other's way of doing things, but always ready to go ahead and do them. So, since the last two episodes were decidedly focused on Peggy, and why shouldn't they be, the show is named after her, Time and Tide takes some moments to focus on Jarvis. It does this primarily through a great interrogation scene in which we learn a lot more about Jarvis's past. The SSR notes that he was once charged with treason before Howard Stark saved him. Jarvis almost breaks, but of course Peggy saves him at the last minute, hurting her own image at the office in the process. There is something to be said for a friendship where you'll allow others to see you as incompetent, even if it is out of necessity. I'm continually impressed by how well the show is developing its world along with its characters. Marvel has done a great job replicating the 1940s. Carter's got a lot of good things going for it, but chief among them is the blooming relationship between Peggy Carter and Edwin Jarvis. The two are a classic odd couple, always ready with a quip about each other's way of doing things, but always ready to go ahead and do them. So, since the last two episodes were decidedly focused on Peggy, and why shouldn't they be, the show is named after her, Time and Tide takes some moments to focus on Jarvis. It does this primarily through a great interrogation scene in which we learn a lot more about Jarvis's past. The SSR notes that he was once charged with treason before Howard Stark saved him. Jarvis almost breaks, but of course Peggy saves him at the last minute, hurting her own image at the office in the process. There is something to be said for a friendship where you'll allow others to see you as incompetent, even if it is out of necessity. I'm continually impressed by how well the show is developing its world along with its characters. Marvel has done a great job replicating the 1940s. Carter's got a lot of good things going for it, but chief among them is the blooming relationship between Peggy Carter and Edwin Jarvis. The two are a classic odd couple, always ready with a quip about each other's way of doing things, but always ready to go ahead and do them. So, since the last two episodes were decidedly focused on Peggy, and why shouldn't they be, the show is named after her, Time and Tide takes some moments to focus on Jarvis. It does this primarily through a great interrogation scene in which we learn a lot more about Jarvis's past. The SSR notes that he was once charged with treason before Howard Stark saved him. Jarvis almost breaks, but of course Peggy saves him at the last minute, hurting her own image at the office in the process. There is something to be said for a friendship where you'll allow others to see you as incompetent, even if it is out of necessity. I'm continually impressed by how well the show is developing its world along with its characters. Marvel has done a great job replicating the 1940s, and Peggy's all-female apartment building with strict rules against male visitors makes for some funny and surprising scenes. Lindsay Fonseca as Angie also just seems to illuminate every scene she's in. The fact that I'm as interested in Carter's home life as I am in the spy stuff is a very good thing. Time and Tide ends with Peggy and Jarvis calling in an anonymous tip to the SSR to come find some of Stark's stolen weapons at the docks, but this proves to be a mistake. As Krasinski is about to learn about Peggy's involvement in the whole affair, an assassin suddenly kills him and the witness. The result is a surprisingly emotional reaction for someone who had been developed as a misogynist jerk, but the show still manages to find some melancholy humor in the